Welcome back, folks. Season 2 of Major to Me, the podcast, is here, and I'm excited for you all to listen. Just a few things to keep in mind as you join me for this season's ride. First, Tristan is officially in his second semester of his freshman year, so the year is 2007, not 2006. Second, you'll want to make sure you head over to my newly launched YouTube channel. Not only will the episodes be uploaded on the platform, but I'll be placing some exclusive behind-the-scenes content there. In small segments called Talks with Tavion, I'll be breaking down each episode, providing you with my take on the most interesting story developments. I may even drop a spoiler every now and then. My YouTube info is in the episode description. And lastly, if you like what you hear, I need your help. While I love creating content you enjoy, as I continue to improve upon my craft and develop new and exciting projects, I'd appreciate your continued support in the form of likes, shares, reviews, subscriptions, and donations. Not only does it take a ton of time to create each audio drama episode, but it also takes some money. Going forward, I'd love to develop a season 3 of Major to Me, the podcast, but that will largely depend on the love that I get from you all. So make sure you're hitting the like button, sharing the podcast with your friends and family, and subscribing on the different platforms. And if you really value my work as a creator, donate using PayPal. Again, PayPal information is in the description. All right, enough small talk. Enjoy the episode. Unfortunately, ma'am, I can't tell you that because David is legally an adult. I understand you're his mom, but because he's over 18, our policy prevents me from talking to you about the status of David's admissions application. But if David calls, I'd be glad to help him. Ma'am, again, please have David call. Well, you too, ass.
Rough call?
Oh, hey, Chance. Yeah, you could say that.
I've had a few of those today myself, but you'll get used to it.
Well, that's kind of depressing. Who wants to get used to being aggravated?
So outside of that call, how's your second day of work here?
It's cool. I appreciate you helping me out while I get used to everything.
No problem. Only three of us working here, so I've got to look out for you.
True. I really do appreciate Chance. I've been asking a shit ton of questions, and he hasn't gotten annoyed once. On a side note, I wonder why he hasn't gotten his hair cut.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you, where were you hiding out last semester? I don't remember seeing you.
Again with this question. Then asked me the same thing. Ugh, now I'm thinking about that damn kiss. Why did Ben have to do it? And why am I harboring this secret? I was just trying to lay low and feel everything out, I guess.
I can understand that. You picked an interesting time to come out of hiding.
What do you mean?
Well, I know with the blab report stuff, some people are shook to live their lives out here.
The what?
You haven't heard of the blab report? It's basically the Black National Enquirer at Hamilton. Some mystery person here at school with too much time on their hands putting everyone's business on Front Street. Well, on Facebook anyway.
You know what? Never mind. I think my friend Denise was telling me about that. I just didn't remember the name of the site. That whole burn book situation is not really my thing. Really, Tristan? A Mean Girl reference? Maybe you won't catch it.
So no Regina George for you?
Okay, I'm busted. Exactly. But if I were to take a look at the Blab Report account, what kind of things would I find?
Haven't been allowed on Facebook for a few weeks now, but when I was, they were usually talking about who was out here creeping and really what's going on with the Black Greeks.
Doesn't sound like I'm missing much. And allowed?
Did I say allowed? You know what? Isn't it time for you to be getting off?
Oh yeah, it is. I guess I'm about to head out then.
Okay, cool. I'll see you later.
See ya. I wonder if I have time to stop at Taco Bell before I meet up with Denise. But do I want to do that if I'm going to stay over at Kendrick's later tonight? Shit, do I even want to spend the night at Kendrick's? Being around him while I hold this secret makes me feel so damn guilty. Maybe I should just tell him what happened tonight.
Friend, thanks for the nachos.
You're welcome. I'm just glad the burrito supreme hit the way I needed it to. Let's just hope I don't regret eating it later. So, you ready to study or what?
Sure am. Well, let me check Facebook first. If I get all the distractions out now, then I won't be distracted when we study.
I'm pretty sure that's not how that works.
I'm sorry. Did you become a psych major overnight?
Excuse me?
Just give me like 3 minutes. You can even time me.
Whatever. I'll text Kendrick.
Shit!
What? What is it?
The Blab Report.
Oh, that. What about it?
Tristan, this new post is saying that Ben, my Ben, was making out with some guy during the Black History Month gala.
Shit. This is bad, Tristan. This is really bad.
Right? This is big news.
Who said it was news? What exactly does the post say? Read it to me. Actually, I can read it. Let me see your laptop.
Okay, here.
Hamilton's DL Chronicles. Oh, folks, tonight's post is a mic drop kind of post told to me straight from an eyewitness's mouth. Let's get to it. The night of the Black History Month gala, campus's golden boy was in the bathroom having a little breakdown when he was consoled by someone other than the beard he runs around with for show. Someone with another hot dog and not a bun, if you catch my drift. After this mystery boy talked your favorite Kappa Pi Omega from collapsing into a puddle, this frat guy thanked the Good Samaritan with a juicy kiss. If you haven't figured it out by now, the download brother in question is Ben Watkins. While this shocking news is certainly cracking the faces of many girls on campus, it doesn't surprise me at all. I've long known of Ben's double life. In fact, rumor has it he loves the fresh meat of freshmen, which his lip lock partner was probably most definitely. Unfortunately, folks, I haven't been able to identify the other man in this story. My source only saw the back of his head through the bathroom stall. But what I do know is the guy was black, medium to muscular build, and had quite the fashionable black belt. Whoever you are, mystery man, I hope you don't think you were Ben's only peach fuzz kiss. Until next time, Hamilton. Shit.
Damn, Tristan. I spent the past couple of months crushing on someone to play for your team. Did you know?
I'm shook. Like, what the hell? Oh, gosh, I feel so damn bad for Ben. What asshole thinks they have the right to just out him like that? To put him on blast on the damn internet? Hell, he was freaking out trying to convince me he wasn't gay. How's he going to deal with this? As bad as I feel for him, though, I'm glad it wasn't me who was called out.
Tristan, did you hear me? Did you know he likes men?
I...
Wait a minute. You knew, didn't you? You knew he was gay or whatever, and you sat here for weeks, let me crush on him like an idiot.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. That's what I get. You got me out here looking like a damn fool, and I get it's complicated. Is this the loyalty I earned as your
friend? Denise, you've become like a sister to me. I am definitely loyal to you. But telling you about someone's sexuality is not my business to broadcast to the world.
I'm not the world.
I get what you're saying, but look. Being a black man in America is hard enough. And once people know you're also gay, you have to not only deal with the uphill battle in mainstream America, but you also have to face the dirty looks, the whispers, and the second-class treatment from your own people. And I can't expose someone's truth if they obviously aren't ready for all of that.
I mean, I get that. I just wish you would have told me so I wasn't throwing myself at this boy. Hell, you've been pushing me towards
him. To be fair, I haven't always known. I just found out he was attracted to men myself.
Okay. You not knowing the whole time makes me feel a little better. So when did you find out?
Damn it. She would ask that. Well, here's the thing. I may have found out the night of the gala.
What? Did Ben come out and tell you that night? I mean, I assume you're not the witness they talked about.
I definitely am not the witness.
So he told you?
Man, her guessing game is so painful. I'm just going to spit it out. Look, I know because I'm the mystery man.
You're what?
I know. He just kissed me out of the blue.
Honestly, this is a lot of information to deal with. I just can't even focus.
You want
to
call it a night on studying?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to head to my room then. I'm really sorry about how all this went down.
Damn. I really don't know how Kendrick's going to take all of this news, if you even told him.
Shit, Kendrick. Why did I not just listen to my dad and tell him right away? Okay, I'm going to drop my stuff off in my room and go straight to his place. God, please allow things between me and Kendrick to be okay.
I have my keys, my phone. I don't know who that is, but I really don't have time for this. One set.
Just tell me this ain't you.
Oh, no. Come in. I was actually just coming to talk to you.
Whatever. Tell me that the Blad Report isn't talking about you, that you aren't the guy with the black belt.
Shit, the belt. Kendrick busted me because of the belt. As much as I want to, I can't. But I can explain.
Fuck, Tristan, you cheated on me?
Babe, it's not like that. I was in the bathroom trying to pull myself together after I got the news my dad was going to be speaking. Then I heard Ben walk in. He was upset. I was trying to talk to him and calm him down. Then out of nowhere, he kissed me.
So you let him kiss you?
I didn't know it was coming. It just happened. I didn't ask for that. I didn't want it.
So why didn't you tell me about the kiss? If he kissed you and you did nothing wrong, why'd you wait days to tell me what happened? Hell, we only talked about it because I brought it up.
I don't know. I was going to tell you that night. Then I decided to wait to tell you until after the gala. Then I was just waiting for the right time. I was looking for the right words to tell you.
You say Kendrick. Ben put his lips on me and I didn't want him to. You know when you say that? Right away.
I don't think I've ever seen the vein that runs across Kendrick's forehead be so big. He is pissed. Babe, I'm sorry.
Nah, don't. Did you kiss him back?
No. I don't think I did.
You don't think you did?
It was a quick thing. I don't remember. I pushed him off and stopped him. I told him I have a boyfriend.
You remember all that, but you don't remember if you kissed him back.
Please calm down.
You know what? I'm not even about to do this. I'm out.
Babe.
Don't touch me. I just...
Kendrick, wait.
This can't be happening. How did I make such a mess of things? What am I going to do now? I'm such a fucking idiot. Kendrick?
Actually, big bro, it's me.
Jordan, hey, what are you doing here?
Look, bro, I need a favor. I thought you're the best person to help.
Can it wait? Today's been a really shitty day.
Look, and I'm sorry to hear that, but this can't wait. Come on, come on.
Who is he talking to? CJ? You two come in and tell me what's going on.
Tristan, he needs help.
With what?
CJ, it's okay. Show him.
Why is he lifting up his shirt? Oh my gosh. What in the hell happened?
We were watching a movie at his dad's house, and his dad was gone. When we started doing us, his dad just popped up out of nowhere. Tristan, he started beating him. Hell, he tried to beat me too, but CJ stopped him.
Lord, you're laying a lot at my doorstep tonight. In America in 2007, this is still happening for being gay? Jeez. Why didn't you guys go to the hospital or to the police?
He won't let me take him.
CJ, you really should go. I can take you.
Nah.
See, he won't go.
Okay. What now, Tristan? If they aren't going to let me take him to the hospital, I just have to bring someone in to give me a hand. Fine. Jordan, go into my closet and get a towel and the alcohol. Help CJ clean up some of the wounds. I'm going to call for some help.
Yo.
Relax. I'm not calling 911. Just trust me. Please answer the phone.
Want to know my thoughts on this week's episode? Make sure you check out my YouTube channel. Info is in the description. And if you want to support me further, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Heck, if you're feeling extra generous, donate via PayPal. Again, information is in the description. And as always, thanks for your support.